This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Marika, you aren't here. You're on the show, not just like overseeing the show, right? Like we're talking to you, or you don't like being on this? This might be a dumb question.
She's arguably a co-host.
Okay.
I don't like being on this, but
all right,
I am on
Marika for Thoughts on the Mattress ad read.
We had a peanut gallery for the mattress read.
I thought I did great.
I thought you did the ad.
I did the absolute minimum.
Hi, I'm Marty Michael from Why Won't You Date Me?
You may have heard me from Why Won't You Date Me?
My roommate was like, now that I know that this is your boss, I can't finish this episode.
You trying to take the title of CEO away from me was interesting for an ad read.
What if I did Nicole Byer? Like, what if I did an impression? And so, like, I'm on Conan, right?
No,
and I'm like,
I don't like
all
this.
I want is a but... big dick.
You know what? Nah, that doesn't work. So I was watching a new show the other day called The Unicorn, and she was on that. She's everywhere. She's so famous.
Do you think she's dating her work?
Sorry. Have we started yet? Or
we did a natural slide in. Yeah, we've been going for 2 minutes.
It's the HeadGum Podcast.
And that's the song.
Okay, a lot of that was unusable. So maybe we should just, let's say like this is the beginning. And then you don't say that you
clap.
Want a big dick. And then
3, 2, 1. All I want is a big, that absolute horse cock.
This is the HeadGum Podcast.
This is really good. This might be our best episode so far. Just so far.
I know it's I still don't know if it started yet.
The bar is so low. It's insane.
Yeah.
Last time I left sweating. I was so just distraught from the experience. I just showered.
That one was a particularly bad episode, I think. It was particularly chaotic.
I had no idea what I was getting into, and it was an ambush.
That's
this
how people
I'm
feel,
ready.
Even if you know what you're getting into. This I will say that this
week.
Episode is a little bit more toned down. And I know I say that sometimes. And then Marika afterwards was like, that was toned down. But this one is pretty chill. Just because last week's Halloween Spooktacular was so off the rails. Amazing. What's that?
I just made a noise.
Amir, update us with, I don't know, like things that you've been toying with. Ideas you've been tossing around. Maybe it's an idea for a series. Maybe it's an idea for like a new workout program. Maybe it's an idea for a way to, like, I don't know, rekindle your marriage.
I'm looking into this fake Melania thing. Do you think that's accurate? Like, are they actually using body doubles and hoping nobody finds out? Does it, like, not matter? Because it's just, like, he can say, yeah, that was a different friend of mine. Or is he trying to pass her off as a Melania? I'm not quite
More
sure.
More like shallow fake, right?
Yeah. Is this I guess this person kind of looks like Chrissy Teigen wearing really big sunglasses. And she's kissing the president after a rally. So they are trying to pass her off as Melania. Is it possible that this is Melania and she just happens to have like a weird face day?
We should say that it's October 30th. And so the election has not happened yet.
Oh.
And by the time this episode comes, the election will have happened. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh,
should we take a bet? Should we take a bet right now?
This is a very strange time capsule.
No.
I think we should take a bet.
No.
Here's the bet. I'm not even asking if there's a who won. I'm going to ask you guys, do you think we'll know who the next president will be by the time this episode comes out on Friday, November 6th, is it? November 5th, 6th?
I think we will.
You think we'll have an answer?
Yes.
I don't think we will.
I think that we will. I think that if we don't, our country will be in big trouble.
Yeah.
And you can quote me on that. So when you're listening and the world is burning,
I win the bet.
Yeah. Marty's head is on a fucking stick outside of his house. The Civil War II has broken out.
With a big smile. A winner's smile.
The fence never went back up in time.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine a world where enough states have counted every vote by Friday and we know definitively who the winner is.
But we've never had an election where we don't know the winner on election night. So I'm just so confused how we can get so far removed from that. I mean, okay, I understand what you're saying.
Wasn't 2000 the Florida situation? That took months, didn't it?
But we like knew a winner and they were going back to look at it all again, right?
Yeah, but I think if every state is like Florida this time around, so it's not just Florida, it's like Florida, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and they're all waiting and they're like, oh, don't count these votes, count these votes. Wait, I'm up by 2000, I'm down.
I think it's going to be Joe Jorgensen by a landslide.
By no a landslide?
What's that?
Not in a landslide.
A unique disaster to the election.
It's going to be Joe Jorgensen falling on a landslide and not getting a single county.
The landslide won Joe Jorg. And I've been counting ballots and I
didn't see one for Jorg.
It's a song, Marty, called Landslide.
Yeah, I never heard of it. Yeah.
We always end up like coming up with good jokes on this show, but ones that just would not have any legs outside of this podcast.
No, that's why the podcast doesn't have legs, bro.
I think that's like the entire, like, that's the network's
MO. That's our current mood. Yeah. Landslide is by Fleetwood Mac as well. They're having a fucking renaissance. They did that.
Are they getting paid TikTok for all song. This? How does this happen? Do you get paid on TikTok for that?
No, I don't think on TikTok, but
McFleetwood definitely got cash for the ad, though. Did you guys see the ad during the finals?
Yeah, no, you definitely get cash for that.
Yeah, there's ads, and now there's like people are downloading the song. It's like making a resurgence. So they are making some residual dough, but I think the money that they got paid for TikTok was already paid.
Right.
Pre-using the video. But Landslide is a perfect one for the election.
Wait, so TikTok pays for the rights to all the music that's on TikTok?
Yeah, or they use such a small amount of the song that they don't have to pay much.
That makes sense. All right, I'm going to start. This is our first segment. It's a mini segment. It's called Marika Has the Floor. Or sorry, it's Marika Takes the Reins. I'm going to set a timer for a minute and a half. And Marika, nobody else can talk. I'm going to mute everybody on the Zoom. And Marika, just kind of,
you have to be kidding me.
Here we go.
Jeff is holding up a timer like on his iPhone and I have a minute 23 to speak. And I hate this. We were talking about TikTok a second ago and I've recently gotten into the niche and I feel like this is better as a conversation, but I'm being forced to not actually have any back and forth. But I've gotten into the niche of what Amir is telling me to do stuff. He's saying he's starting the timer over. This timer started over. I've gotten into the niche on TikTok of like pop punk TikTok, and I think I'm going to go back to like being emo again by the end of the year. I feel like I'm going to revert back to my full high school self. I don't think I'll participate in pop punk TikTok, but that's just been my vibe as of late, and spent a lot of hours perusing that area. A minute left and there's really not much else to say, and everyone is laughing at me, obviously. Jeff has an alert on his phone from TikTok. He received a message, which is cool. Other than that, you know, everything's grand.
All right, that's enough of that.
That was good.
Of course, it was enough within the first 10 minutes or 10 seconds.
This is into our first main segment. So it is, at the time of recording, it is October 30th, like we said, but by the time this is released, it'll be November 6th, right? So that's obviously the beginning of the fall harvest.
Who cares?
I'm wondering, because obviously we're not farmers, right? I have an herb garden, but I don't use it. I wonder what we're going to harvest this year if it's not plants.
Oh, God.
So this segment is called Harvest from Quarantine. This year has obviously been crazy, right? From March till now, people have been adopting new hobbies. There's been different trends. Adults are on TikTok, etc. things that might not have happened, probably wouldn't have happened if there wasn't lockdown, quarantine, etc. What from quarantine, what habits, styles, hobbies, things you learned, are you going to harvest from quarantine and keep going even post-COVID?
What a labored transition. What the fuck do you mean harvest? Today's the harvest? And what habits from quarantine are you going to keep going?
Like Zoom parties. Do you think Zoom parties will continue after COVID?
I really hope not. I hope not. That's, you can't, you're not going to reply to that. You're just going to let that sit.
No, I'm thinking about it. Cause I think like, I don't know, tomorrow I'm Zooming with like Riley and her friends and well, they're my friends too. Riley and a couple friends. We're doing like,
you're Zoom bombing.
They don't know I'm coming. And we're doing the Eschaton thing. I paid Daniel Rashid $1,000.
It's pretty cheap, actually. I know how desperate you are.
But it's kind of nice. You know, it's been a long week for old Jeff. And it's nice that I don't have to drive anywhere. I don't have to Uber anywhere. Uber everywhere, you know. But I'll just be at this desk on Zoom. And I can leave whenever I want.
So you're telling us that you want to do that when you can leave your house?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I have friends all over the place, as do all of you guys. So it's just like, I wonder if we could have Zoom parties after COVID with friends who don't live nearby. No way.
You're also like talking to people that are on Zoom for most of the day, every day.
Yeah, I get that.
Sorry, what hobby am I going to harvest? Yeah, is the question.
Jeff's was Zoom.
Zooming.
Jeff's was Zoom.
You guys aren't going to bake sourdough?
I have not done the bread thing, I must say. I never started and I never finished it. I just
completely bypassed
the bread.
You would
yeah,
say?
I never got the starter, never got the finisher.
And it was a non-starter.
I did do the herb, the basil, the sage gardening. Trying to do indoor,
did you get
outdoor.
Those drawers done?
The drawers are there. They're on the floor. I like your idea of like mounting them to the wall there.
Yeah.
But I haven't done that yet.
You gotta get the L bracket like I told you.
Indoor or outdoor?
Yeah. Well, I've been told that like, I have a few gardening questions because one, everyone says you gotta like, these herbs thrive in the outdoor. Sometimes I take them outdoor and they die instantly. And then I see people like having them inside and they're flourishing. They're doing great. So like, they don't necessarily need the outdoor. And then I see some, blog say you don't want to overwater these herbs because they'll shrivel up and die. And then other people are like, you can just put them directly into water and they'll thrive. So it's like, how can you overwater an herb and then also it would thrive completely submerged in water? That seems to be like the maximum amount of water. So there's like very conflicting reports about how I'm supposed to grow this stuff. I've done very good with basil, very bad with sage, and I don't really understand why one is doing well and why one is doing poorly.
That's great. Yeah, George, my Saba, my roommate, he's doing some plant potted herbs, and he did it outside for a while. They caught an incurable virus.
Yeah, root rot.
Yeah, in a way. And so then he re-seeded them inside, and yeah, they're flourishing. So it feels like it also depends on like the terroir, you know what I mean? Like living off the land, understanding not only that you have to understand where the light is and like, obviously you have to figure out like where, you know, in conjunction with the sun and like, obviously, like you said, you don't want to overwater, you don't want underwater, but it's all about understanding.
You don't want to overstand either though. That's the
you don't
want to
overstand because then you might end up neglecting the plants. I'm wondering if there's a way where you kind of get it. You understand that this is your plot of land and you have to figure it out.
Yeah. Just
you have to game the system.
Being like doing research, being good at it. That sort of thing.
The research has led me astray sometimes.
That's almost more specific.
Trial by error. Yeah. What you said didn't make sense. That's almost more specific. I hate to zero in on that one thing because it had the tone of someone that was actually helping the conversation along. But then if I stop to think about it, that's actually more specific means nothing towards what I said. I said I have to learn basically as I go and not just understand from blogs. And you said, yeah, that's actually more specific. So I guess the floor is yours to explain to me exactly what you meant by that. Did it come out the way you wanted it to come out or did you like this?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, I had it like in my head. I was like, I got this. And then when I end up saying it, it's more like word vomit, word salad.
Oh, my God. That's my entire life.
I propagated a mint plant from like I stuck it in water and then it grew roots. And then I moved it to a pot with soil and stuff and it's thriving, but it was only like one stalk, so it's very, there's like a ton of really tiny stalks coming off of it that are just like weighing it down on one side. And I can't, I've tried like cutting them and trying the water thing again, and I haven't been able to do it.
They don't grow roots out of the clipping.
You got to put a little toothpick to hold them up steady, like rubber band them to a toothpick. So he's growing up.
Yeah. Cause it's also about structure.
It's also about the structure of how you grow them and kind of guiding them. You don't have to go into this.
It's about understanding.
I do have a thing that is propping it up. But it's not really going to help at the end of the day because, you know, these are like 2 feet long and they only have one little stalk that is holding
them
up.
2 feet long mint plants?
Yeah, it's just like real stringy, just falling down. Almost like a vine at this point.
I take my advice back.
You were talking about thank you. Gardening. TikTok is great for gardening advice. There's some videos on there. Avital saw one where you stick a sweet potato in water and it grows like a chia pet. Like leaves start growing out of it. We tried it a month ago and there's roots coming out of the bottom to suck the water, and there's like a full tree growing out. So like
that's
these
insane.
Basils and herbs that I'm like cultivating and like looking and researching and trying to like keep alive one leaf at a time, and then next to it is just this fucking yam in a vase that's like flourishing and exploding and doing so well. Sometimes
that's your Zoom.
Like
that's your what? Zoom, that's your Zoom, that's what you're gonna take out of quarantine. You're gonna take your monster potato or whatever.
That's cool. Yam. That's really cool. And I urge you guys to try it at home. Stick a yam in a vase and see what happens. It's foolproof. It's idiot-proof.
My dad has gotten really into farming and for my birthday sent me a bunch of things, including a bag of peanuts that he grew in his own garden, and I let them go bad and I'm so ashamed.
Oh, here's that's the thing about
homegrown peanuts.
I don't know how peanuts grow.
And I
don't know where they come from.
Yeah, is it like a plant or tree?
Is it in the ground? Is it a tree?
The peanut shell, like the peanut in their shell is in the ground and it just kind of like sprouts up some green stuff. It's not quite a bush, but it's like.
So you pluck it from the ground and then you clean it up.
Yeah.
What about beans?
I think it depends on the beans, but I think, I don't know, thinking of like green beans, those grow in.
I guess they all have stalks, but like when I'm thinking like refried beans or kidney beans, how's that happening?
Those come from inside the bean.
That's inside, also from a stalk.
Inside the shell.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
My dad also grows like field peas and stuff like that in his garden.
Field peas.
He's gotten really into heritage farming.
What's that?
And like farming plants that are native to Georgia and
interesting.
The heritage.
Is heritage farming when you plant a family tree? Sacks.
Sacks.
That's an inside joke I don't get.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right. Welcome to What Would Marty Do?
I couldn't hear you. The music was too loud. You were yelling even louder.
What would Marty do? So we played this game with Ferris. We played this game with Johnny.
You know Johnny is short for jaundice?
This is my time to thrive. Stop talking about Johnny.
Johnny, I mean, his eyes did look a little yellow on the Zoom meeting yesterday.
Teeth?
So. It's jaundice.
You said his eyes?
His eyes, yeah, it's white.
None of those things get yellow with jaundice.
Yeah, your skin teeth get yellow.
It's just your skin.
Your eyes get, I think, blue, if it goes well.
I think eyes is true, too.
All right, you have brown Marty, eyes. You run into a Karen at the grocery. Oh, sorry, I have to run him through what this game is. We run you through a couple scenarios, and you just tell us what Marty would do. And then cool. Marika and Amir can chime in.
Great.
Okay. Marty, you run into a Karen at the grocery store. What would Marty do?
Oh, I know the answer.
Avoid the situation.
You wouldn't insert yourself and make it worse?
No.
Okay. It's funny how like all of us can like differ. You know what I mean? Like we're all buds, but like that's not what I would do.
You don't. Oh, I thought we were all going to say we differ about what I would do.
Yeah, that seems to be the confusing part of the game. I don't know where it's getting lost in translation, I guess. A package of yours gets stolen. What would Marty do?
Well, hold on. Nobody had to chime in on the last one?
They don't have to.
No. I think you were really trying to set yourself up for explaining what you would do in the situation, Jeff.
Me?
And now I do want to know.
Are you shitting me? The game is called What Would Marty Do?
Well, let's hear what you would do. Karen, store, what?
So I would just start yelling exactly what she's yelling at her and then give her a taste of her own medicine.
But isn't that just like an echo chamber for her, making her feel more powerful?
Well, no, because I'm yelling it at her. So I'm like mirroring her and she's like, stop copying me. I'm like, stop copying me. You know what I mean? Like, and then she just, it's like, and then it's like, go on, get. And then she like kind of gets kicked out of the store.
Both of you do, because you're also yelling.
But I really needed the yams because I was going to put them in a jar.
Meanwhile, Marty is shopping away. Shop, and
you're
checking out without a
place.
Problem. Mask on, baby.
All right. A bartender gets your order wrong, but they're really hot.
You skipped the package one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Package of yours gets stolen. You skipped it.
Package of mine gets stolen. What do I do?
Yeah.
Contact the shipper.
Really?
No brainer.
No brainer. Yeah.
Yeah,
contact
that's
the shipper.
Yeah.
Amir?
I've done this without losing the package.
What do you mean? You'll say
what
something
mean?
Is
what
stolen
I mean?
And they send you another one?
I don't want to explicitly say it on the air, but yeah.
On the air?
So you've gotten like, do you have to return the original one when it does come or you just sort of keep the second one?
You're talking about the one that I lost?
Yeah.
You just did air quotes so you didn't lose it.
Well, how would I return?
Yeah. Ship it back.
Yes. I do see another microphone in the background there. Is that just one you're not using or you're going to sell that one on eBay or something?
That one got lost.
Right. All right, a bartender gets your order wrong, but they're really hot.
Drink it, obviously.
Obviously.
That's cool. Well, it's cool. A good conversation starter for the next time.
That was so good. And yeah. Exactly what I ordered.
I'll have another one.
Meanwhile, I'm allergic to carrot.
What drink would have carrot in it?
Oh, Marika.
Marika.
Welcome to LA. Everything's got carrot over here.
You never had a hot bunny?
You know, carrots grow in the ground, like peanuts.
Carrot juice, whiskey, lemon, lukewarm.
You know how there's whiskey sours?
Mm-hmm.
This is a whiskey saltine. So it'll be like, it'll be rye on rye with a carrot on the side.
Have you ever been to Semitropic, Jeff?
With you several times, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember when, no, I know. That's, yeah, yeah. Of course.
I think also same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your favorite
Amir?
Bar.
Have you been there?
Yeah, with you again. So
okay, cool. So remember when we all went and we got the carrot drink?
I don't remember getting it.
I think you maybe got it. I didn't even try it.
Yeah, well, all I remember is me most of the time, so it makes sense.
All right. In an attempt to get childhood joy back, you buy a slip and slide. However, on your first slide, you barely go forward 3 feet.
This isn't hypothetical.
This happened to me.
This has happened to me several times.
Yeah.
I actually have a very nice degree
a
of
choice
slope.
Slip and slide.
I just have like a very nice, I have a choice degree of slope in my yard.
Yeah.
For this exact scenario.
And you're going to set one up?
No.
Cool. All right. The fire marshal tries to take control during a fire drill, but you feel you sort of know better.
This is true. This is true.
What do you mean it's true? It's a question.
Yeah, true.
It's a true question.
What?
I know a lot about fire safety.
I don't think so.
I wasn't trained. I mean, I did. Yeah, I got trained by the fire marshal when I was a kid, but when you get older, you can just know better than them.
You grew up in one of the wettest cities in America. How can you possibly know so much about fire safety? It like rains 9 months out of the year in Portland. What fires are there?
Global warming has changed that, Amir. And the fact that you haven't visited to know that does hurt.
I'm so sorry. I can't leave my house is all. This pandemic has ravaged our travel plans. And
I saw you last week.
But in LA.
Yeah, you were running around the streets. You were one of those guys with like no shirt on, sweating heavily, doing the running thing with no mask and just like
that was a Lakers parade. So I had to celebrate with my boys.
There were a lot of fireworks. There's been a lot of fireworks in LA recently, especially near me.
It's because we keep winning.
There are a lot of Dodger fans around us. So Marty and I both texted each other like because we both heard our neighbors because we live like two blocks away from each other. Really? And I heard my neighbors go, like the fuck is happening? I go outside and then I hear that it's cheering and I see the fireworks. I'm like, oh, the Dodgers won. So that's how I found out.
You texted me.
There aren't.
You texted said, me.
There aren't people at the stadium, right?
People were tailgating in the parking lot in their cars, I think.
But is that even possible? Because isn't that the COVID testing site?
Yeah, but only in that one part of the parking lot. The parking lot over there is crazy big. All right.
That makes sense.
Marty, you renew your driver's license, but... Oh. Your middle name is suddenly legally changed to Luther. What would Marty do?
I don't have a middle name, so it would be the addition of a middle name.
Oh, okay, cool.
You'd be fine with that.
This has been What Would Marty Do?
That was fun.
You have to sing this song.
Do the package one again.
Ask you that question again?
Yeah, I just feel like that was my best answer. I'd like to do it again.
We have another game. We have another segment, if you can believe it. It's called Hot or Not, Fall Edition, right?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fall or not?
Fuck.
What about Ought or Not, A-U-T, like autumn or not?
Why don't you fucking host the show,
man? That was
man?
Pretty good. He should host the show, actually.
I mean, I'm not too good at thinking about the segments, but like I'm pretty good at like naming them. If you want to send them to me early, I can come up with like titles. Like WW Marty do.
Yeah, that would have been
also pretty good. Yeah. Top down decision. Amir is the new host of the show.
God damn it. People rejoice. Marty and I's neighbors come out.
Fireworks.
All right. Ought or not. Way better. I'm going to list off some things. You guys tell me whether it's autumn or not.
Okay.
Turtlenecks with shorts.
Ooh, ought. Ought.
Ought. Marty says ought.
The shorter the turtle, when? The better.
So a crew neck.
A mock.
A deep, deep
dish.
V.
V.
A deep
with a high,
V
high, high
T.
Short.
Marika, Amir, what about you? Turtlenecks with shorts.
I guess.
I'm a turtleneck and chain person myself.
That's
shout
good.
Out to the Lonely Island.
Yeah.
I think turtleneck and shorts is pretty autumny. Autumnal.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone wear that combination of
I think
items.
It's an LA thing.
Is that like an LA thing? Really? That's insane.
I haven't seen it either.
Why do you even need to wear a turtleneck there?
It's chilly.
Having a cigarette behind your ear, but not never smoking.
Ooh, not. Smoking's not cool.
Smoking's not cool.
But having
wait,
cigarette.
Are we saying hot or are we saying this is hot or just something specific to autumn?
I guess like, is it a trend that you foresee for autumn?
Right. Okay.
Not, obviously.
Not.
Not-um.
No, yeah.
My favorite season is not-um.
So the three seasons other than fall?
Naughty autumn.
Oh, that's good.
That's like hot girl summer.
Naughty not-um. Girl autumn. Naughty boy autumn.
I wrote you two letters back in not-um. You must not have got him.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, it's from Stan.
Hot or not him? Otter or not him? That's the name of the show. Otter or not him?
It's about otters in the springtime.
In Rotterdam. All right, conversations about moving, but never actually moving.
That's like the story of your life. That's the name of your autobiography. I guess you do also move a lot. As soon as you get somewhere, you look up where you can move and then eventually moon within 9 to 12 months. What are you running away from?
Which is a bad time. No, it's more like, it's like 9 to 11 months. It's never the full term, full
it's
year.
Never
yeah.
the full calendar year.
The problem is wherever you move, you're there. So like no place is perfect. Right?
I would agree. Your backdrop is a perfect testament to that. Like it's so bad, it looks fake.
Yeah. And so does your front drop.
Oh yeah, your face.
Wherever you move, you're there.
You're not. Like you are not.
Well, that's the whole thing is that I think I move like I always think it'll make me feel at the very least at an equilibrium finally, or at, you know, best case scenario, joy.
This neighborhood was great till you came. Then COVID happened.
Yeah, that's true. That is actually the 2 days after I moved. All right, donating to Black Lives Matter causes, even though the focus has shifted.
Shifted to what?
I guess the election and, you know, Amy Coney Barrett, et cetera. It's all tied into each other, but I just fear that people have, our momentum is slowed.
It's an easy ought for me.
That's an ought. Oh. That's what I shoehorned this in here to get people to keep donating.
That's good.
All right, calling your mother just cause.
It's a not for me.
It's fair.
Cackle. Well, my mom calls me too much already. I don't know if I need to call her back. The action of doing the call seems like a burden, and my mother probably recognizes that and calls me as much as she needs to.
Yeah. How often do you talk to your mom?
Every 35 minutes or so.
Every 35 minutes or so?
Sometimes it's 36, I guess.
How do you get anything done?
That math doesn't check out, because then if there's a 35-minute break and then you get on the phone for 35 minutes or 40 minutes or 20 minutes, then she calls back 15 minutes later.
Hold on.
Yep, she's calling.
Oh, here we go.
There she is. Let's see how she treats him. Is it going to be positive?
Mom.
Janet. Long time, Janet, first time.
No, doing the podcast.
The podcast? She knows 30, who you're talking.
34 minutes should be perfect. Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Ask her if she's proud of you.
Jeff wants to know if you're proud of me.
She knows Jeff?
She already hung up.
She's not.
Yeah, obviously she did.
All right, bumper stickers.
Not.
Yeah, you have. Not. You basically have the most glorified bumper sticker of all of us.
What's that?
It's Blumenfeld. True. Don't try to run away.
I don't have a bumper sticker.
You have a vanity plate.
You have a custom license plate.
Yeah, but that's not a bumper sticker.
It's the most sticker of bumper stickers.
Agree to disagree.
This is the only time I've actually seen something get to a mirror.
This is absurd. I resent the accusation.
It's not an accusation. It just is.
It's not.
You have it.
Marika, tie-breaking vote. Vanity plate. Bumper sticker, not. Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the holy grail of bumper stickers.
Absolutely not.
Can't ask for a tie-breaking vote and then disagree with what the vote is.
Well, this is the problem. I demand a recount. I'm going to have a cabal of my 7 closest friends weigh in, agree with me, and then have it my way. And there's nothing you can do to stop
McDonald's
it,
style.
That's cool.
And unscented candles.
What is that? What do those smell like? Just fire?
They don't smell like anything.
What do you mean?
It's just wax. Yep. It burns and there's no scent. It doesn't change anything.
All right. Ought.
Ought. No, dude.
It's
ought.
Not. It's absolutely not.
Tis the season of fall scents.
That's not
I think,
a song.
No, it is a parody of a Michael Bublé song.
What's the craziest pumpkin thing we can make?
Gourd aisles.
No, you're not getting the question. That's fine. You don't know how to ask questions. Why would you know how to answer them? For instance... Pumpkin spice latte is a thing that's pumpkin.
Yeah.
What is the craziest thing we can make?
Gourd aisle flat white.
You're not getting the question.
Oh, hell not.
Oh, that's good.
Like a pumpkin, would it be, does it specifically have to be a food item?
No.
If you think that's crazy, then...
I'm going to ask Marty, because you clearly didn't understand.
No, it's just Jeff that doesn't understand. You can answer. I think it would have to be like something that you... You know, like pumpkin water. That sounds weird. Crazy.
Right.
Spooky. That's pretty good. Yeah, pumpkin LaCroix.
Ooh, now we're getting somewhere. Jeff.
Gourd aisle, sparkling mountain water in a glass.
Sparkling mountain dew. Actually, make it flat. And pumpkin, a dew.
Pumpkin soda.
What about a pumpkin spice latte? So it's an autumnal latte. But instead of
milk. I don't think you get
milk,
the question either.
You can decide.
Yeah, instead of milk, you're using like a... Almost like the cream that comes
what
out
about
of
a pumpkin spice oatie.
What's that?
Like oat milk latte, but it's pumpkin also.
Have you guys ever had Raylene's?
What's that?
It's like Bailey's, but it's made from gourd aisles.
When you say gourd aisles, do you mean like A-I-S-L-E or like I-S-L-E?
I-S-L-E.
It's absolutely obviously the first one. A-I-S-L-E.
What do you mean absolutely?
On a street in a beat.
So the idea is that when you're...
Aisles of gourds?
Yeah, like you know when you go to like a Home Depot or, you know, whatever, a Trader Vons, and there's like an aisle of just different shaped pumpkins and or a pumpkin patch even, and there's aisles of pumpkins. So that's pretty fall, if you ask me.
I agree.
Ankle socks.
Ankle socks?
Ought.
Ankle tattoos.
Not.
What's when you're split 50-50?
Both of those feel very summery to me.
Not when you're in LA, Marika. Carrots? Ankle socks?
You guys don't have true autumn.
What are you talking about? It's 94 degrees out.
I'm wearing a turtleneck and shorts.
Anklets.
Canklets.
Again, any why ankles?
What?
Why ankles? Why are you so fixed on ankles?
Oh, you know what? That is funny. I guess it was just kind of like stream of consciousness. Like, because this was towards the end of my pre-writing, so I was kind of going a little crazy.
I can't believe you actually gave this any thought.
You prepped? Yeah, you prepped this?
I have 3 pages of notes that I've been going off.
Oh, boy.
I put a lot of time into these. It just never shows.
It does.
Just in the
but
bad
not in
way.
The way that you want it to.
I think anklets are not, because that's pretty summery to me. What about ankle braces?
I actually had one of those for a while recently.
What happened? Oh, because you sprained your ankle playing basketball?
Yeah. Tore a couple ligaments in the old ankle.
Jesus.
Pumpkin spice ligaments, for instance, would be a weird one.
Yeah.
Gourd aisle ER.
What's that?
So if there's an emergency, you rush to the ER. And then if it's gourd aisle style, then there's just a bunch of pumpkins lining the walls.
It seems like you just want to live surrounded by pumpkins, based on what you're saying. You're just like creating a community and a way of life.
Oh, here's something.
On gourd aisle.
Why don't we call wool socks ankle turtlenecks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amir left.
Amir left, obviously.
It was actually your best idea and he left for it, which is pretty good. You won't even know that you had it.
What about ankle homes? And it's like boots.
You're saying we rename boots to ankle homes?
Yeah.
Both those things exist. Well, homes and boots.
Ankle homes.
You guys are giving me nothing. I don't know what to work off of here.
Well, without a mirror.
What about
stuff?
Gourd aisle ankle smiles?
What are those?
What are those? Exactly right. They're the new Jordans, but they're made out of gourd aisles. And they have the Chinatown Market smile on it, and they go around your ankles. So that's the ankle smile part.
Chinatown Market smile. You know, the one with the bullet in its forehead with the blood? That
one. And so that'll be around your cankles.
A cool ankle tattoo.
Really?
Well, for someone who tore his ankle ligaments, like kind of like a phoenix from the ashes.
I don't know if that's how I'd characterize it.
Ought.
Sacks. All right. Well, I think that about wraps up the show. Do you guys have anything to plug? Marty and Marika, do you guys want to talk about the state of the network? Update people. You guys are both very involved. Is there anything you want the people to know that is in the pipeline that you can talk about or can't?
I'd like Marika to go first so that I can reiterate whatever she says.
This might have to be cut out, but buy tickets to Gabrus's High and Mighty Thanksgiving Power Hour.
He's already mentioned
it on
Twitter.
It's being live streamed. I don't know if he's mentioned it in full, like it's actually happening. So
that's fair. I feel like by next week he will have announced. We'll keep an eye on it.
That was my point. You didn't need to say it again. That's why I just said it might need to be cut out, but that's fine. Listen, buy tickets to it. It'll be really fun.
Is it on Zoom?
It's gonna have a lot of good people. It's just gonna be live streamed. With money going to charity, TBD.
Marty, anything to plug? Anything to mention about the network?
I just hope that anybody listening to this show knows that we have other shows.
They barely do.
I've used this show to promote other shows. Last week we did a Punch Up the Jam segment. Our second episode, we did a celebrity draft.
I feel like I tend to recommend a lot of shows at the end.
That's true. Hey, shout out Lackluster Video.
Yeah, you were just on that.
We need another happy hour where I beat an intern in a rock, paper, scissors competition for cash.
Jeff came 45 minutes late to an all-hands meeting where we were having a rock, paper, scissors tournament, won the tournament, took the cash, and left the call early. You couldn't have been a worse participant at any level for what we were trying to accomplish with that
happy hour gathering.
Came late to the game also. We like let him into the game because he was around late.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You had a first round bye. Of course you did. Straight to the final. Yeah.
To be fair, it's still skill to win the competition. And I had to leave to go do the Ryan Gall review episode. And I was late because I was prepping for the Ryan Gall review episode. So I wasn't like, I was still helping the network.
The next one you didn't even come to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't invited to
For obvious reason.
Because I would swoop in a way. Well, why don't we do a HeadGum Happy Hour where I host it? And it's not like this. It's a little less structured, but it is like there are games and stuff and I come up with it. And it's kind of like a fall harvest festival.
That should be what this podcast is.
Well, I've tried to get Shackle on the show for almost a fortnight and she's ducking my emails, my calls. I pinged fucking Johnny to come on a second time and he said, I'm busy. I'm full time now.
That's correct.
Yeah. I got Danny Sellers to come on.
You're the only one that's still not full time.
That's fair.
You catch my drift?
Yeah.
Opt. I think that it would be really fun to do what you're talking about though.
Yeah.
To record an all hands where we all are participating.
For this show or just in general?
I think this feed could use a boost.
So okay, it wouldn't be this between two ferns type thing that we've fallen into. It would be earnest.
It should never have been.
Is it between two ferns or is it more like Eric Andre?
We had George Saba on the show 2 weeks ago and he was like, and he had never heard it too. And he's like, so is this what the show is supposed to be? There's this the ambient awkwardness. And we were like, yeah. But I edited it. I edited out the awkward pause.
That's 100% not true.
All right. We'll see you guys again next week. Have a great fall harvest time, man. And congratulations to our incumbent president. And we all know who his name is. And we don't even have to say it.
If the world's burning by this time next week, you heard it here first. I'm the winner of the bet.
Yeah, so if Trump wins, Marty wins as well. That's a great precedent to set.
That's not the only way the world burns, but that's one option,
I suppose. That's true. That's very true. All right. We'll see you guys again next week. Thank you guys so much for listening. Yeah, check out Lackluster Video. Check out Funny Feeling. Check out Fuck It, Man. Check out Dead Eyes, Season 2.
It's a really good show.
Marty, you want to sign us off? Just say some version of goodbye.
Adios, amigos.
Ugh.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. Why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.